Support for this podcast of Food for Thought comes from Dine Around Seattle, now in its 11th year of offering seasonal three-course dinners and lunches at Seattle-area restaurants, now through November 30th, Sundays through Thursdays. Restaurants and menus at dinearoundseattle.org.
Hey, Nats, let's gab about gear.
Gear? You mean like REI stuff?
REI? No! Don't you realize who you're talking to?
I'm sorry, Stein. I knew that. So what kind of gear do you want to talk about
tonight? I want to talk about indoor gear. I want to talk about kitchen gear. Got some pictures here. I want to show you a picture of this one here. This is one of my favorite pieces of kitchen equipment.
Is that a frying pan full of rocks?
That is a frying pan full of rocks. But I'm not going to say what it's for because I'm going to put a picture on KPLU.org, the Food for Thought thing, and I'll say what I use it for right there. And now, take a look at this thing.
And what, pray tell, is that?
I don't have the slightest idea. And nobody I've shown this to knows either. It's a mystery. I'm going to post this picture at KPLU.org on Food for Thought, too. And if anybody can tell me what this thing is for, you will win $1 a year for 1 million years from me, Dick Stein. What kind of stuff have you got in your kitchen that you like to work with?
I just got my hands on a scan pan. This is this exceedingly expensive nonstick pan. Now, I didn't pay for it, and neither did the friend who gifted it to me used. It's a Danish ceramic titanium pan. Do you use nonstick pans?
I never used a nonstick pan for years and years and years and years because I was too snobby. And I said, oh, my perfectly seasoned cast iron is as good as any nonstick pan. Well, guess what? It isn't as good as any nonstick pan. And just a week or so ago, I bought one, and it wasn't any fancy pans, Danish thing. It was a $9.99 nonstick pan. And ladies and gentlemen, eaters, I'm here to say that thing is great. I love it. I used it to make pot stickers because I hate it when my pot stickers stick to the pot. They're a lot of work to make. And even though they're called pot stickers, I don't like to go through all that work and then have them rip open while I try to pry them out of my cast iron pan. That nonstick pan is great for pot stickers, and it browns them and everything. I am a converted man to nonstick pans.
Well, you know, I'm like you. I use a lot of cast iron. I use enameled cast iron. I use plain old, gorgeous, black, well-seasoned cast iron. But when I make fried eggs, there's only one thing to make fried eggs in, and that is my $9.99, that's $9.99, frying pan. The flipping kind, when you flip it, and whoosh, there they go.
Is that a nonstick pan?
Yes, sir.
Is it any better than your zillion-dollar that you didn't pay for Danish titanium flies in space re-engineered space alien technology,
well, Frank? Well, you know, I'm not convinced that it is. On the other hand, it looks a lot nicer when it's sitting on my fancy pants range, not to be confused with the induction range that my friend just bought. So they got this induction range and showed me how these are the friends who gave me this pan.
You better tell what an induction range is for those that don't know.
Well, I'm not even quite sure what it is.
Well, it's magnetic.
It works under magnetic force, right? Yeah, yeah. So doesn't that scare you?
Well, because of the hardware I have inside my body, I wouldn't go near one of those things. But I'm sure for any non-cyborg, they're perfectly fine. Okay, eaters, be sure and go to Food for Thought. Just go to kplu.org, click on Food for Thought, and get a look at the pictures of these things that we were talking about earlier on, the frying pan full of rocks and the mysterious gizmo, and see if you can tell me what that thing is. I'm dying to know. I'm serious. And speaking of mysterious, there will also be a link to Nancy Leeson's All You Can Eat blog at the Seattle Times. Anything to add, Ms. Leeson?
Yeah, what's so mysterious about me, Stein?
Oh, I could explain that whole thing, but then it wouldn't be mysterious anymore. I'm Dick Stein.